Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
The families.
Our thoughts and sympathy and our prayers go out to the family of the construction worker killed and two construction workers who are in serious condition as we speak.
The crane slammed into a 23-story apartment building before crashing onto the street below. This construction worker was on the site, told CNN it was terrifying.
Everything goes through your head when you start seeing things like that happen. You know, you think about your family, your wife, your kids.
The crane had been checked over the weekend and was in full compliance with building regulations, according to Mayor Bloomberg, and had an on-site building inspector. Secretary of State Rice is rejecting allegations that Guantanamo Bay terror detainees are being abused. She points to a report by the Organization for Security in Europe that found no evidence of systematic violations at Guantanamo. Iraq's prime minister says his nation is not paradise, but he says it's a lot better than it was. Nouri al-Maliki says economic and security progress show reconciliation between Iraq's feuding factions is almost completed. High gas prices are affecting just about everyone. Even school districts around the country are making adjustments. In Minnesota, the McRae District decided to go to four-day school weeks. School Superintendent Greg Schmidt says parents approve the move.
They look at it as if we didn't go to the four-day school week, we would probably have to cut at least one more teacher. And they want to preserve as many elective programs as they can for their kids.
In North Carolina, a district is cutting back on field trips. And in Tennessee, a school district canceled bus service on the final day of classes. Oil is trading about $127 a barrel today. This is AP Radio News. Now that the Texas Supreme Court has ruled the children from a polygamous sect should be allowed to go home, the families are waiting to see when that might happen. An attorney for some of the kids told the CBS Early Show they're excited about being reunited with their families.
Absolute ecstatic, very excited, and want to know exactly when they'll be reunited with their parents.
In a separate case, DNA samples have been taken from jailed polygamous sect leader Warren Jeffs for an ongoing criminal investigation in Texas. A search warrant for the DNA alleges that Jeffs had so-called spiritual marriage with four girls between the ages of 12 and 15. A fire destroyed a landmark seafood business in Boston. The blaze at the headquarters of James Hook & Company cost an estimated $5 million worth of damage. And the newest recruit for the KISS Army Fan Club is Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She took a break from her UN conference in Sweden on Iraq to meet with the group at a hotel. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by GM Corporate, the Buick Pontiac GMC Memorial Day Sale. We've placed specially marked cars and trucks on our lot. Look for green tags for deals on most 08. Hurry into your Buick Pontiac GMC dealer. Take delivery by June 2nd.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than $1 a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
The CIA spy leak.
That allegation is not true in terms of leaking classified information.
The Iraq War.
If there were a credible and legitimate opportunity to resolve it peacefully, we would have pursued it.
The Karl Rove Scooter Libby connection.
We want them to do a thorough job as quickly as they possibly can to get to the bottom of this.
We all knew they shoveled it deep at the White House. Now the former press secretary tells us how deep. McClellan's Moment. Talk about it today on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Truth in Broadcasting.
Well, TGIF, happy Friday, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. Welcome.
Tom Hartman here live from San Francisco, where last night we had a fascinating gig with a Clinton and an Obama superdelegate. I'll tell you about that a little later on in the program. Broadcasting live from Green 960, our affiliate here. And heading back home tonight. I'll be in New York all next week. I'll be doing a show there from Air America headquarters. But it being the first hour of our program, as always, in our first hour, Brunch with Bernie, Senator Bernie Sanders. I know he's the senator from Vermont. I consider him America's senator. He's neither a Democrat nor a Republican, an independent. His website is sanders.senate.gov. He's got a great newsletter, a lot of information over there. And Bernie, welcome.
Great to be with you, Tom.
Always great to have you, Bernie. Global warming. Now, there was a new report that was just published in Nature yesterday that was talking about the serious scientific concerns about the melting of the permafrost, that all the methane this is releasing could trigger a positive feedback cycle that could be disastrous.
Well, all of the evidence from the scientific community suggests that the problem is probably more dire than they had originally anticipated. And that's the bad news. And the other bad news, of course, is that we have an administration who lives on another planet, perhaps where there is not a global warming problem. We don't know.
Yeah, they live on Mars.
Somewhere around there. But who has for years ignored the problem. In fact, today I think they were forced to bring forth some documents which indicated some of the consequences of global warming, which they had tried not to have made public. The issue here is that we have got to move. We have got to move aggressively. And the good news is if we have a president who knows what we should be doing, in fact, in the process of transforming our energy system, we can create millions of good-paying jobs. Now, I know that there are some people who look at the dire consequences of transforming our energy system. They say, well, there's going to be economic dislocation. It's true. There will be. But on the other hand, there will be tremendous job opportunities. Just think for one moment. Think for one moment how many jobs we can create by creating mass transportation systems in this country that are worthy of this country. We have a rail system now way behind many other major countries around the world. In rural Vermont, rural America, people don't have access to buses. Think of what we can be doing on that. Think about the jobs that we can be creating if we stop Detroit from shutting down plants and laying off workers and start building the kind of cars that can get 50, 60, 70 miles per gallon, which they certainly know how to do. In Israel, they're going to be moving soon to electric cars all over this country. We have only begun to tap the surface there. Energy efficiency itself is the lowest hanging fruit in terms of dealing with global warming. Tremendous potential as we make our homes more energy efficient, as we build the kind of light bulbs that should be built homes that are energy efficient. Solar has unbelievable potential in this country. Countries like Germany are making great progress. California is doing a good job. We have legislation in that would make it a lot easier for people to install photovoltaics on their rooftops, getting major incentives. In addition to that, you have solar thermal units, which can produce as much electricity as small nuclear power plants. Southwest, great part of the world to do that. We have potential with wind. We have potential with geothermal. We have potential with biomass. Right here in the state of Vermont, we have an old landfill, Tom, an old landfill near the Canadian border where the company is tapping methane gas, providing electricity to 5,000 homes from an old landfill.
Mm.
We are converting cow manure into methane to make electricity. So I think the potential is extraordinary if we focus on the issue, if we develop what is called a Manhattan-style project, put money into it, we can transform our energy system, substantially cut back greenhouse gas emissions, and create jobs in the process.
Yeah, amen. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, day before yesterday, came out and said that because the, this is paraphrasing, but it's pretty close to verbatim, because the science is not yet in on global warming, it's our obligation, our patriotic obligation, to continue supplying the world with carbon-based fossil fuels, particularly oil. And I mean, you know, not with regard to the science, but, you know, obviously he's in the business. But isn't there a certain element of the buggy whip manufacturers screaming about Henry Ford going on here?
Well, these guys, ExxonMobil, which, as you remember, Tillerson's predecessor was a guy named Lee Raymond,
yeah,
who, when he retired,
$400 million
retirement package from ExxonMobil. And within ExxonMobil, there was actually a minority effort there of stockholders to try to get them to recognize, and I'm sure his statement was related to that, the severity of global warming. ExxonMobil has been playing a particularly bad role by providing funding for phony scientific groups to kind of cloud the issue.
Yep.
There is no debate in the scientific community. Global warming is real. According to the major scientists of this world, there's a 90% certainty that it is man-made, but it is real. And every day we learn about the deleterious impacts it's going to have on flooding, on drought, on disease, on the production of food, on national security, because countries around the world will be fighting over limited resources. And anyone who denies that is simply just denying what the entire scientific community agrees to. So it's an issue that we have got to be aggressive on, certainly under Bush. We have not. We're making some progress in Congress. There's legislation coming up next week, and we'll begin the debate on that. So that's one of the areas that Congress will be dealing with. Another area, Tom, that's coming up probably by the end of June will be the Defense Authorization Bill. When we talk as a nation about where we are spending money, where we should not be spending it, and that includes $12 billion a month in Iraq, we should also be taking a hard look, which relatively few people are, at a $515 billion defense budget. And the issue there is nobody denies that there's just an enormous amount of waste and fraud. Every day there's another story about some contract in Iraq or Afghanistan which is padded. The DOD, Department of Defense, does not have a particularly effective accounting mechanism. They don't even know where all of their money is going. We know, if you can believe it, there are over 24, according to a recent General Accountability Office study, there are over 2,400 former generals, admirals, high-ranking officials in the Pentagon who are now working for, guess where they're working? They're working for the defense contractors.
Yeah.
And this is what Dwight David Eisenhower talked about in the 1950s about the military-industrial complex. So taking a hard look at defense spending and seeing how we can make sure that we have the kind of defense that we need but not waste billions and billions of dollars when we have so many unmet needs is an issue that we have got to address. And lastly, what is an ongoing issue, obviously, especially for anybody who's a car right now who knows that here in Vermont, gas is creeping up to $4 a gallon. It's higher than that, I know, in other parts of the country. And many people, especially in rural areas, are really getting killed by these very, very high prices. And we worry very much about what happens next winter when people have got to have to heat their homes. So we are continuing the effort to drive, take on the oil companies. It's a big front page story today, interestingly enough, in the Wall Street Journal about regulators tightening their grip on oil trading. And there's a lot of evidence, and I'll be part of a hearing next week on the role that financial institutions are playing in terms of speculation. To what degree is speculation itself driving up oil prices much higher than it should be? Some people are estimating it's almost perhaps half of the cost of a barrel of oil. I don't know that, but that's what some people are estimating. What we do know is a lot of these hedge funds and Goldman Sachs people and J.P. Morgan Chase people, they operate in the dark. We really don't know what's going on, and we need to know that.
Kevin Phillips writes that he's got a great piece, by the way, in the May issue of Harper's. I don't know if you saw it, but it was startling. I think it's off the stands now, but it's on their website, where he said that the actual, if you use the numbers, the way that we calculated unemployment and inflation just 25 years ago, that we currently have a 10% unemployment rate, we have an 11 or 12% inflation rate, and our GDP is actually negative, and we're in a serious recession.
No, that's right. I mean, I think there's not a lot of debate among serious economists that the quote-unquote official statistics underrate the severity of the problem, because, as you know, if people are in a high unemployment area and they've given up looking for work, they're not counted as unemployed. If you're working half-time and you want to work full-time, you're not counted as partially unemployed. But I think the most significant reality that our friends of the media have forgotten about is the general collapse of the middle class and the fact that so many people are working longer hours for lower wages than they used to.
Absolutely. Senator Bernie Sanders is with us. It's our Brunch with Bernie Hour. He will be taking your calls next, 866-303-2270. Our telephone number, if you want to drop into our live chat room, it's free. Come on in, hang out. Go over to TomHartman.com and click live chat, or AirAmerica.com on the Tom Hartman page. I'll get you there as well. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice, Saturdays at 2 p.m., right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft, commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour, it's the Tom Hartman radio programs. Brunch with Bernie, Senator Bernie Sanders, our guest for the first hour, as he always is every Friday, taking your calls. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Scott in San Diego, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is the Scott in San Diego, no pretender to the title here.
Great to hear from you again then, Scott.
Thank you, Tom. Bernie, I've seen you on C-SPAN, and thank you for the tireless day-in, day-out work it takes to do the job, and actually sitting on your butt for long periods of time. I really appreciate your work.
Thanks.
Thank you. Scott McClellan just came out. He's the insider Tom predicted several years ago would come forward. Well, Tom predicted an insider would come forward. Is this the Bush administration's John Dean moment?
It's an important moment, I think. McClellan is known by millions of Americans because he was the spokesman for the Bush administration. And when a guy like that says that Bush essentially misled this country into a war, that Bush chose to hear what he wanted to hear, that he, as the press secretary, was in terms of that CIA plane situation, not given honest information, and he implicates Cheney. Yeah, I think that's very, very big stuff, because this comes from the guy who was the official spokesman from the administration. So I think that that is going to further damage the credibility of the Bush administration, and I think it will waken up perhaps some remaining Americans who still had faith that this administration had a shred of honesty.
Yeah, and then yesterday Katie Couric came out. Tony, do we have that audio here?
Sad point about it, they'll come out now, but there's every reason to believe that if, God forbid, we go through this again, these guys will cave in exactly the same way.
Yeah. She said she was actually getting pressure from the administration not to ask hard questions, that they threatened to cut off her access.
Well, of course, and that's not a great secret. And the truth is, you know, when we talk about this disastrous war and how we got into it, it is appropriate, of course, to blame the Bush administration. But the collapse of the media is equally significant.
Yep.
And unless we have a new media, which is more widely dispersed, including a strong presence on talk radio, a strong presence on the Internet, the fight to get alternative points of view on television, that will happen again tomorrow. You know, it's the same old story. They'll talk about we made a mistake, and then tomorrow comes, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
So corporate media is an issue we've got to continue focusing on.
Yeah. Amen. Don in Iowa. Hey, Don, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, I used to be a soldier, and I just got out. And this GI Bill, I'm really curious about it because I heard that Bush could still veto it if he gets 10 senators to flip on it, and I'm just curious about that.
Good. All right, Don, it's funny. I just came from a ceremony with the Vermont National Guard where I talked to some of the soldiers about it. First of all, in my view, this is legislation introduced by Senator Webb. It's very bipartisan.
And Hagel.
Chuck Hagel has played a very good role in it. John Warner of Virginia, former chairman of the Armed Forces Committee, former World War II veteran, played a very strong role in it. Enormous support for it in the Congress, bipartisan. What this bill does is say to the soldiers who fought from 9/11 on, that we understand the sacrifice your generation made, and that we also understand that over the years, the educational benefits given to our veterans have diminished significantly as the cost of a college education has risen precipitously. And what we want to do is return to the period of World War II, where the United States government passed one of the most important pieces of legislation that has ever passed. And it said to the soldiers who fought in World War II, thank you so much for what you have done in fighting Hitlerism and Japanese imperialism. Thank you for winning that war. Now when you come home, we're going to give you the opportunity to get a college degree. We're going to pay for your tuition. We're going to give you a stipend to take care of your families. We're going to do that. And not only was that the right thing to do for those soldiers who certainly deserved it, it was the right thing to do for our country because you had an untold number of people who otherwise never would have gone to college, who got a college degree, who started a business, who became a doctor, who became a very valuable member of their community. And I would argue that was certainly one of the reasons why between 1945 and 73, the United States had the most significant economic spurt and growth of the middle class that we have had in modern history. So I think we need to do it for the men and women who have put their lives on the line, and second of all, for our country. We need a better educated workforce, and this is a very good piece of legislation. Will Bush veto it? We will see. There's a lot of pressure on him not to do it. I think we may have the votes to override the veto, but as of today, to the best of my knowledge, he is still opposed to that legislation.
Dan in Missouri, we have just a half a minute here before this break. Quick one?
Yeah, hi. I have two quick questions. My first quick question is why can't we get a car like the Aygo sold in Europe, regular gas engine, getting 40 in the city and 55 on the highway? We can't buy those cars here. It's AYGO. Second question, isn't all this global warming stuff just about a carbon tax that you guys want to put on gas and electricity and everything else?
Bernie, you want to pick those up on the other
side of the break? Yeah, why don't we pick them up when we come back.
Okay, great. We'll pick those up on the other side of the break. 27 minutes past the hour is the Tom Hartman radio program. Brunch with Bernie, our hour with Senator Bernie Sanders. His website, sanders.senate.gov. Check it out. Ours, of course, tomhartman.com and airamerica.com. 866-303-2270, our telephone number.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
The ancient Celts believed black cats were reincarnated souls with the ability to see future events. Higgins's predictions are that we'll fill his food bowl when it's empty, and if we don't, he'll make sure that we regret it. Higgins has been eating Purina One for 3 years. I know to look for the teal bag when I go to the store to pick it up, but now there's something new about the Purina One package. It's been redesigned and features a healthy pet on the front. The bag is still teal-colored, and it still has the same great nutrition you'd expect from Purina One inside. You can see the high-quality ingredients they use to make Purina One right on the front of the bag. Look at the front of the new bag. You'll see Purina One has protein for strong muscles, including a strong heart, highly digestible ingredients, and antioxidant-rich nutrition for immune health. You'll be able to see the new look of Purina One on store shelves soon. And you can see the healthy difference it can make in your cat in just 30 days. Take the Purina One Challenge by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. 1-866-380-MEOW and get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the formula that's right for your cat.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
One dead in New York City and seven buildings evacuated. I'm Rita Foley. It's all due to a construction accident. A crane collapsed. Mayor Bloomberg.
The top part of the crane snapped off and fell against a building across the street. It looks like at the moment there is one casualty, one fatality, and two very seriously injured. All three of them are males who are construction workers.
Overseas, there are continuing protests against the high price of fuel. Today, it's fishermen in Spain and Portugal. They are on strike. What did you do with your rebate? We found that daily expenses are sopping it up for many people, like gasoline and food, for example. In Texas, three teenagers accused of forcing girls as young as 12 into prostitution are going to a juvenile detention center. They'll be out by the time they're 19. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. First of all, Two Men and a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible. Maybe you just need movers for larger, bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget, and we'll pack and move as little or as much as you'd like. So let us take the headache out of moving. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is, wearemovers.com. Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife. And you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Sundays at 2 p.m., the voiceofarizona.com radio show is back with a new two-hour format, which means more time for your opinions to be heard. Voiceofarizona.com is the only show where the discussion never ends because it continues online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tell your friends that the voiceofarizona.com radio show is back on Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller.
What he's doing to try to get his dear friends, Saudi Arabia, to pump more oil. Bush didn't really answer directly. Would you like to hear the actual fun facts? Global oil supplies are tight in part because OPEC nations, including Saudi Arabia,
oh my God,
are refusing to open their spigots.
Yeah.
It's weird. You think the next time he has his tongue in one of those Saudi Arabian friends of his ear, he could mention, he could say, he could pull it out for a... Hey, could you turn the spigot on?
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Come heed me, good brothers, come hear one and all.
Don't brag about standing or you'll surely fall. You're shining your light and shine it you should. But you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. No earthly good, you are no earthly good.
Maybe commentary on Scotty McClellan's
so
book.
I don't know. No
Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour.
You're
Tom Hartman here with you. It's our brunch with Bernie, our Senator Bernie Sanders with us. And Bernie, you want to take off
Dan
on the last question?
Raised a couple of points. He asked why it is that we can't buy cars that get the mileage per gallon in the United States that they get in Europe. And he's absolutely right. If you look at the CAFE standards or the average mile per gallon the cars in Europe and China get, far, far, far higher than they are in the United States. Why that is so, I honestly don't know. I think the automobile industry decided to put all their eggs into the basket of heavy cars the Hummer type model with low mileage per gallon. Meanwhile, they have lost a whole lot of their market share in the United States. And in fact, they are moving big time to China, laying off workers in the United States. I think that they could do a heck of a lot better, and I think the government has to work with them to make sure they're producing the kind of cars that technology allows us to produce. Mm-hmm. Tom, I rode in a retrofitted Toyota Prius that gets 150 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
Why is that car not on the market? In Israel now, what they're moving toward is electric cars, where when you pull into a gas station, you don't recharge your battery. You pop it out, and they give you another battery. You pay for that. And there are electric car companies that are beginning to start producing the good quality cars at reasonable prices on the market. I think that's the direction that we've got to go. Dan also asked about the carbon taxes. Is that what we want to do? Well, we don't sit up nights saying, you know, we need a carbon tax. I happen not to support a carbon tax, but I do support the concept of cap and trade. There must be a disincentive, financial disincentive, for those companies that are producing large amounts of greenhouse gas emissions, which lead to global warming, which lead to flooding, which lead to drought, which lead to disease. We've got to stop that. So it's both a disincentive approach and an incentive approach, making it easier for people to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel and greenhouse gas emitting products to energy efficiency and sustainable energy.
Mm, yeah, sounds like a plan. Rich in Stratford, Connecticut. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Senator, we read today that the Secretary of Defense has asked Congress for more funding by mid-July because the troops won't have pay. There's approximately $9 billion. He has to shift from the services budget to pay Army and Special Operations Forces in Iraq. Now, I had thought that the pay for soldiers is part of the overall military budget. It's already been appropriated.
And thus also defined by Congress rather than the Pentagon.
Yeah. Now, if there's no money there, he either misappropriated those funds for something else, which is a major felony. That's high crimes. That's not misdemeanors. Or he's lying to you.
Well, it's not exactly that. I mean, what we do, as I mentioned earlier, we have a huge, huge military budget. They're asking for $515 billion this coming year. That authorization has not yet been passed. That will probably be dealt with in a couple of weeks. In terms of this, a separate line of funding for the war in Iraq, I don't remember the exact amounts, probably somewhere around $200 billion for the war in Iraq, and that has not yet been passed. So I think what Gates is saying, that if we don't, if Congress does not pass that appropriations, there will be problems in terms of funding the troops. My own view is that it's high time we stop funding the war in Iraq. Obviously, we're not going to leave the troops there unable to defend themselves. But the time is now to begin bringing our troops home, to end this war, which has been such a disaster, which is costing us $12 billion every single month. But the troops will get what they need as we try to bring them home. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's going to happen so long as George Bush is president.
I think people forget that when Gerry Ford was president, the war in Vietnam was ended by Congress. They cut off the funding.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so he, I mean, that was the end of it. And maybe we should call it an occupation instead of a war, just a thought.
Well, there are many people who call it that.
Yeah. Michael in Santa Fe, listening on KTRC. You're on with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, good day. Congress holds hearings and subpoenas people who either do not show up or if they give their testimony, nothing ever comes of us. Nobody loses his job. Nobody gets fined. Nobody gets indicted. When did Congress lose its backbone, and is there any chance of regaining backbone so Congress has some power again?
Well, that's a good question, and I think the answer is too long and complicated to deal with in a few minutes here. But what I will say is that for 6 years, and let's not forget, for 6 years, George W. Bush had a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate. And as I was then a member of the House, and I was on what was called the Government Reform Committee, which presumably does oversight, and that is, it has the responsibility of seeing what's going on in government agencies and in the White House. What I can tell you is that in those 6 years, there was not one significant hearing on the war in Iraq or all the other chicanery that goes on in the Bush, that went on in the Bush administration, nothing. And it is widely recognized by, I think, almost everybody, including some Republicans, that the Congress then served only as a rubber stamp. And you also have the Bush and Cheney people who have an ideology of what is called an imperial presidency, that the Congress really is not all that important, that they can make all of the decisions, that when Congress passes legislation and they don't like provisions in a bill, in their signing statement, so-called signing statement, they can say, well, we're not going to enforce Section 398. We really think that's not a good provision. So there is no question that under Bush, Congress's power has been diminished. Now, since the Democrats have taken over, has there been some change? Yeah, there has been. You're having hearings that never would have been had. You had an attorney general named Gonzalez, who is no longer attorney general precisely because of those hearings, and a number of others. Has the Congress gone as far as I would like it to go to stand up to the Bush administration? The answer is no, it has not. But some progress has been made, and I hope that with a new president, Congress will once again accept the responsibilities that the Constitution gives to the Congress to represent the interests of the American people.
Okay. Fritz in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Now, how are you doing today, gentlemen?
Good.
Good. Listen, Mr. Sanders, during the 6 years that the Republicans had control of the Congress and the Bush administration was having them do whatever they felt like, was there any serious reduction in OSHA that would lead to the cranes falling out of the sky in New York today?
Well, I don't know the connection between OSHA and the crane accident in New York, but clearly in Bush you have an extraordinarily anti-worker administration. And if there is any legislation or any actions that are good for the American worker, those are actions that invariably Bush would oppose. And OSHA over the years has been significantly weakened, and the result is that we have a lot more on-the-job accidents than occur in other industrialized nations. A lot of our workers get killed every month. And those are deaths that in many cases are preventable. But the Bush administration has allied itself with corporate America, with large businesses, and has ignored the peril that many workers face on the job every single day. Also, in a related area, the Bush administration has packed the agency, which deals with workers' issues, the National Labor Relations Board, in an anti-worker way, which makes it very hard for workers to form unions. It's now very difficult for workers to form unions, and some of us are working on legislation, which we hope a Democratic president, and we know, will support, which will make it a lot easier for workers to be able to form unions.
Great. Stephen in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Stephen, you're on with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Senator. How are you today? I'm a Vietnam veteran that sprayed Agent Orange.
Yep.
I was involved in a health study for 20 years from 82 to 2002, and they finalized it in 2005. The data went to a National Health Institute, and the blood sampling they still have in Brooks Air Force Base at in Texas, but they're going to destroy that. Now, I was wondering if there's any way there are national health officials that are calling for the extension of that study. And one doctor even said for the study to go until the last Vietnam veteran has passed away, because it's a very critical study, but they don't want to put any funding towards it. Is there something we
thank
might
you
be able to do to save
the
that?
Answer is yes. And Stephen, thank you very much for raising that issue. What Stephen is talking about is obviously during the war in Vietnam, many soldiers were exposed to Agent Orange, which is a very toxic defoliant. And originally, I think it was Dow Chemical who manufactured the product, who said, hey, this is not a problem. You could use it. It's not going to have any health effects. Well, of course, it had disastrous health effects. I know a number of years ago I was involved in trying to make sure that those Vietnam vets who ended up with diabetes, adult-onset diabetes, were covered and got compensation from the government because of their exposure to Agent Orange. And there have been a number of studies trying to determine what kind of illnesses occurred, of which there are many. So I certainly agree with Steve that that study should be continued. Blood samples should be kept. We want to know the impact, the full health-related impact of Agent Orange.
Amen. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Getting a small electronic device repaired can cost you a bundle. Before you spend a dime to have that BlackBerry or PDA or GPS device repaired, stop by Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. They repair LG, Samsung, Motorola, Kyocera, Trio, Nokia, Pocket PC, and just about any brand of GPS device you have. At Sun Cellular, they know the importance of preserving your data, even though you may think it's long gone. Don't lose your pictures and your downloaded music. Why buy a new one when in most cases you can get it fixed for a fraction of the cost? Trust your cellular repairs to the pros at Sun Cellular, right in the heart of the valley at 2813 East McDowell Road. Drop in or call 602-267-7800. That's Sun Cellular, 602-267-7800.
Do skinny soaps make you skinny? Definitely not. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com got its name because they never fatten up their products with cheap fillers or artificial ingredients. SkinnySkinny soaps are all natural, and they use 96 to 100% certified organic ingredients. So get the skinny at SkinnySkinnySoaps.com. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com also makes a wide range of other exceptional products, too. From lip balms to bath salts to handmade soap dishes and unique gift sets. All are perfect for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, or simply because you don't like Mondays. What more could you possibly want? Perhaps a 20% discount when you enter the code NOVAM during your checkout? Absolutely. Get the dirt and the discount. Go to www.skinnyskinnysoaps.com.
Businesses don't plan to fail.
they fail to plan. There are thousands of reasons a business can fail. But for every problem, there's a solution. Your solution is Business Needs Incorporated. Business Needs is your Phoenix-based, full-service, executive business management, financial, and tax consulting service. They specialize in achieving your specific goals as an individual Arizona business owner. How do they make your business more successful? They make business more profitable. They use 20 years of expertise to objectively analyze your operations and develop and execute programs that allow you, the business owner, to control your costs and increase productivity. Over the years, Business Needs increased profit and reduced tax liability for businesses by an average of 22%. A total of increased profit, growth, and reduction of taxes in excess of $1 billion. These factors cannot be more crucial in an uncertain economy. Don't fail to plan. Call Business Needs today. 602-595-5210. That's 602-595-5210.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here with you on the Tom Hartman Radio Program. And Senator Bernie Sanders on the line with us. His website, sanders.senate.gov, our Brunch with Bernie Hour. And, Bernie, it seems to me that we did finish last one, yeah. All righty, great. Julie in Santa Barbara, California, listening on KIST. Hey, Julie.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Please pick up your phone.
Good morning.
Yeah,
morning.
If you could take the phone off the speaker, please.
Hi, Senator Bernstein and Tom Hartman. How are you?
Good.
I have a question. Hillary's crazy math. I was once a Clinton supporter. I am a 50-year-old American white woman. I am so embarrassed of this campaign she is running. And my question for the senator is Hillary's math, her mass of made up of Hillary world, is that her popular vote, does that incorporate Operation Chaos, where Republicans came out in hundreds of thousands to switch over from their long time Republican Party, diehard Republicans have switched over to the Democratic Party? And I mean, like, we're talking 100,000 in Ohio, 119,000 in Texas.
Okay, well, you know, Julie, it's hard to know. I mean, we don't know exactly who it is who's voting for whom. You know, obviously, Rush Limbaugh did generate a lot of support for Hillary. We don't know how many votes. I think the issue right now is, unless I am very mistaken, Barack Obama is going to be the Democratic candidate. That will happen sooner. It will happen later. I was very pleased to hear that Tom had a unity meeting on the West Coast the other day with a Clinton and Obama delegate who indicated that they were going to be supporting the winner.
Yeah.
And I think the winner will likely be Obama. What is most important now is not get hung up in all of this media stuff. What's most important is to figure out a strategy by which we can register substantially large numbers of new voters. We can focus on the real issues facing the American people. We can make sure that we have the largest voter turnout by far in the history of this country, and that we do not let our friends who may have been angry about this, that, and the other thing vote for John McCain, who in almost every way will continue the Bush legacy. So this is, in my view, a transformational moment in American history. The overwhelming majority of Americans understand that this country in almost every single area is moving in the wrong direction. The American people want a change. Our job is to develop a grassroots movement as we can, not only to elect Obama, but to make sure that Obama moves forward in a progressive direction. And all of us have got to be involved in that. And if there is one thing that is very exciting about what we're currently seeing, is just the level of excitement that is out there. People want to change. We've got to keep pushing and take nothing for granted.
Linda in Cleveland, Ohio, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Good morning. Good morning. If I had time, I would take issue with that, just the previous caller. But I have something else I want to talk about today. Basically, the Bush administration is looting America for fun and profit. from privatizing the military and government to gas prices. And this gas crisis is part of the redistribution of wealth from the poor to the rich. So, and I think the answers to this crisis are in the Cheney Secret Energy Task Force. And according to them, everything is going according to plan, including using the high gas prices as extortion to drill in Anwar. Now, this oil cabal is holding America and the whole world hostage by creating a demand and then socking it to us. So what is being done by the Senate to smoke out?
Okay. Well, there are a couple of things that are being, and this is an issue I've been pushing very hard on. I know it impacts all Americans. It especially impacts cold rural states like my state, where people spend a lot of money keeping warm in the winter and spend a lot of money in getting to work every day because they have to travel long distances. What we're trying to, we've had one modest success so far, despite Bush's opposition. There will be a stopping of oil coming into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as of July 1st. Some of us are working hard, again, with mounting success. It hasn't happened yet. To have the United States government take action against OPEC, which by definition is a cartel of oil-producing countries whose function in life is to limit production and, as a result, artificially raise prices. We are looking, some of us, myself included, are looking at a windfall profits tax on the oil companies who have, since Bush has been president, enjoyed over $500 billion in profits, paying their CEOs outrageously high salaries. I think we've got to deal with them. And as I mentioned earlier, we're also dealing with this issue of speculation to see what role Wall Street and some of the financial institutions are having in driving up oil futures. Also, long-term, of course, we have got to break out dependency on fossil fuel and foreign oil and move this country to sustainable energy and energy efficiency.
Yeah. Mark in Oakland, California, listening on Green 960. And we have 1 minute before we've got to wrap up this.
Senator Sanders and Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. One of the things I'd like to get Senator Sanders' opinion on, and I've spoken with this from a number of staunch Republicans as well as myself, is, if you will, federalizing oil production on state or public lands and utilizing that to the good of the United States and utilizing that to promote alternative energies.
Well, what certainly has been the case for many years is we've given these guys who are operating and producing oil on federal lands huge breaks in terms of the royalties that they should be paying. And that's an area a number of us have looked, and this is federal land. The taxpayers deserve a fair share of the profits, and clearly at this point we are not getting it.
I think they're paying 12.5%, aren't they?
I don't know that offhand. But in general, we have got to be much more aggressive in dealing with the oil companies who are ripping off the people of this country in a horrendous way.
Yeah. Amen. Bernie, I've been saying that a lot today. Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, sanders.senate.gov is website. Bernie, as always, thanks so much for dropping by.
Good to be with you, Tom. Take care.
Great. Thank you. 57 minutes past the hour. Anything goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Attention, 1480 listeners. This month only, receive a 20% bonus when you invest $10,000 or more in a risk-free tax-deferred account. Sound too good to be true? This is a regulated product and managed by the world's third largest money manager in the industry, so we're licensed and regulated. Hi, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor for FreePoint Wealth Management. I'm inviting you to take a look at this rare opportunity. Let me show you how you can get a 20% bonus right up front and continue to receive that bonus for the next 3 years. You will never lose your principal or any interest you earn, guaranteed. If you have a 401k that needs to be rolled over, stock market funds that aren't performing, or other money you want to invest, then call me. It doesn't cost anything to take a look. I'll send you the information you need to make the decision that's right for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. Don't wish you did when your portfolio takes a nosedive. Call 602-505-2464. Hurry, this offer expires May 30th. 602-505-2464.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Another deadly crane accident in New York. One person was killed, two others injured when the crane fell at a construction site. This is Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
The top part of the crane snapped off and fell against a building across the street.
This woman was in her apartment when it happened.
I see all this debris coming up, papers and dirt. I go down to the lobby and I smell gas, so I go back upstairs, I grab my dogs.
Several buildings were evacuated as a precaution. The city is planning an investigation. There may be a decision in the works on when hundreds of children taken from a polygamous compound in Texas can go home. A hearing is being held today to discuss the matter. The state Supreme Court has ruled that state officials overstepped their authority when they took more than 430 children from the church ranch. Secretary of State Rice is rejecting claims that Guantanamo detainees are being abused.
Rice said at a news conference in Reykjavik with Iceland's foreign minister that a report by the Organization for Security in Europe found no evidence of systemic violations at Guantanamo. And Rice also repeated the Bush administration's desire to close the facility as soon as possible, but only after countries can be found to take its prisoners. Some have been returned to their home nations, but other countries have released detainees who then returned to battle. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Myanmar's government is forcibly relocating cyclone victims out of shelters. Humanitarian and church officials say the victims are being sent back into devastated areas with few supplies to live on. In China, most of the estimated 8,000 children believed to be orphaned after the May 12th earthquake have been reunited with their parents. Meanwhile, officials are upgrading the threat posed by a lake on the brink of flooding. Nearly 200,000 people there are being moved to higher ground. Oil today is trading at close to $127 a barrel, and the Dow is now up by about 14 points. This is AP Radio News. Tax rebates were supposed to help jumpstart the economy, but it looks like a lot of people are using them just to try to help make ends meet.
The AP asked consumers from various parts of the country to keep track of how they spent the rebate. A 49-year-old Chicago mother of six spent most of it on the power bill and other basics. A newly married couple spent their combined $1,200 just to cover the increased food cost in their caterer's bill. An actor in California had 50 cents left over to splurge after paying off bills with his $600 check. I'm Tim McGuire.
The movie version of Sex and the City opens today. Fans of the HBO show are lining up to see what Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, and Samantha are up to now, 4 years after the last show on the small screen. And Angelina Jolie reportedly has given birth to twins in France. That news was reported on the Entertainment Tonight website. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. There's no better reason to get off the road than Motel 6. Rest and recharge in a clean, comfortable room. Motel 6 still has the lowest price of any national chain. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
They ridicule what we think we've seen. They talk to us as though we are so gullible. We really believe that David Copperfield ate an elephant or saw the Statue of Liberty in half or whatever lame-ass stuff he does during his show. They treat us like we are so stupid to fall for what we think we saw.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
And welcome back. It's Friday. We are going to get into our Anything Goes Friday. We do have a couple of guests, though, today. Dr. Avi Batra is going to begin this hour with us. In the next hour, Tom Daschle has a new book out about the healthcare crisis. I wanted to discuss that with him. And I think that, frankly, that should be an interesting conversation. And Robert Greenwald is going to drop by and talk about some of the real McCain stuff that he's been doing, which is pretty amazing. But right now, Dr. Avi Batra, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, international best-selling, New York Times best-selling author of a number of books, including Greenspan's Fraud and his latest, The New Golden Age, The Coming Revolution Against Political Corruption and Economic Chaos. His website, Avi Batra, RAVIBATRA.com, as you may expect. And Dr. Avi Batra, welcome to back to our program.
Thanks a lot, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm great, but I'll get better.
Okay.
And I hope you are well as well.
Yes, I'm fine too.
Great. The main reason I wanted to ask you on is because I have been reading the Financial Times and the Economist, and I'm finding these weirdly anomalous stories. And apparently, I don't understand inflation the way I thought I did. Let me just share a couple of sentences with you from a couple of different stories, and I'd like to get your explanation of what's going on. The first is, this is from the Financial Times. It's the headline is, Vietnam's inflation rate surges above 25%. This is from 3 days ago. Vietnam's annual inflation rate accelerated to 25.5% in May, the fastest since 1992. And the surge in prices, up from 21% in April, was driven by a 67.8% year-on-year increase in the price of grain, the staple food. Construction and housing costs were also up 22.9% last year. So that's Vietnam. Then Latin America. This is another an article the day later, again from the Financial Times. Latin America bank acts on food costs. Latin America's most important development institution yesterday launched a $500 million program to help deal with rising food prices in the region. Now, at the same time, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about how the U.S. inflation rate is really, we're doing very well, thank you very much, because food and energy are essentially adjusted out of it. And other nations are having high inflation rates because not not so much because food is going up in price there, but because they count food in their official inflation rates differently than we do. And then to top it off, here Mike Weisbrot, writing over at the Huffington Post, he says the U.S. has accumulated a massive $8 trillion housing bubble during the decade from 1996 to 2006, and only about 40% of that bubble has deflated. I mean, that's our total deficit, or our total debt, rather. I thought that inflation was when a currency is debased, is reduced in value, and so the price of everything goes up. How is it that some countries are experiencing high rates of inflation and we're not, according to the official numbers, although Kevin Phillips in the last issue of Harper's says that our actual inflation rate's over 10%. You know, what's the deal here? What's going on? How does this all work?
Well, see, other countries are more honest with their people, and we are not. I mean,
is it really that simple?
Our inflation rate is lower, definitely, than many other countries. We are a much larger economy, mm-hmm. but also our inflation rate is understated. There was a change made in the way we calculate inflation, I think around 1995, mm-hmm. and they did that so that they don't have to increase Social Security payments faster than they are doing. Right. They actually wanted to cut the increase in Social Security payment that comes with the rise in prices. So that was the main reason why they did this. There were a lot of excuses, improve efficiency, you know, how they hide their motives behind noble deeds and all that.
Yeah. And was this Congress or was this the Clinton administration?
Of course. It was it was offered by the Clinton administration, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I shouldn't blame Clinton for it. It was offered mostly by Greenspan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the one who's mostly responsible for the current mess we find in the United States and around the world. I mean, one big reason why inflation is occurring all over the world is the big rise in the price of oil. Mm. But one reason for this rise in the price of oil is the sinking dollar. And right. Why is the dollar sinking now? Because of all the debt we accumulated in the Greenspan era.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the reason why the dollar is sinking now.
Both our internal debt, like our credit card and home debt, and our external debt, the debt of the U.S. government, the $8 trillion debt, or $9 trillion, I guess it is.
Well, here I'm talking about the foreign debt, international mm-hmm. debt. That's why the foreign currency value of the U.S. dollar is sinking. And thanks to Greenspan, he did not care about U.S. trade deficit. He wanted to introduce – he had another version of free trade. Economists have one version of free trade, and Greenspan had another. Mm-hmm. He wanted free trade in goods as well as in capital. This way, companies could – the U.S. firms could move their factories abroad more easily. And that's the kind of version of free trade he had. The result was that in the 1970s, the U.S. dollar would fall sharply whenever we had a trade deficit, and that would correct the deficit by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 80s and the 90s, with all the capital coming from abroad into the U.S., the U.S. dollar would not fall anymore, even when we had the trade deficit. This way, the trade deficit kept rising and rising and rising.
Well, this is because we were selling our treasury bills, our debt, to foreigners rather than to ourselves.
Well, the law was changed. Until then, foreigners could not easily buy our treasury debt.
And when did that law change?
Sometimes in the 80s, and when after Greenspan became the Fed chair.
During the Reagan administration.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that law was changed. And so Greenspan's version of free trade not only caused a fall in tariffs, but also caused a big rise in the trade deficit because the U.S. dollar would no longer fall.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are seeing a big fall in the U.S. dollar from all the past misdeeds, and the falling U.S. dollar gives an excuse to all the hedge funds and oil companies, etc., to raise their price of oil. They say, well, oil is priced in dollar is falling, so oil price should go up. That's mm-hmm. their rationale.
Yeah. And what do we do about it? I mean, how does a country? I remember the inflation of the 70s, and I remember buying a house with a mortgage that was over 13%, over 14%, as I recall. And there was a time when I think that interest rates were hitting 17%. Now people are hitting those with credit cards easily now, and have been for some time, and they weren't back in the 70s. But broadly, I mean, you know, we seem to wring that inflation out. And my understanding was that most of the inflation of the 70s was the result of all the debt we ran up to pay for the Vietnam War, those bills coming due, essentially. And
the inflation in the 70s occurred partly because of a big rise in the price of oil, but also because we printed a lot of money to finance that inflation. Mm. We were not importing as much abroad as we are now. So this time, inflation is checked only on the side of the CPI, but there are many other areas.
Consumer price index. Yeah.
That's right. In the goods, the consumer price index, dealing with goods. But inflation has been much stronger on the side of house prices, which are not counted in the computation of the CPI.
Right, and food and fuel. So what do we do about it?
That's a million-dollar question. We are in such a huge mess that we need to, first of all, undo everything that Greenspan did, and now Ben Bernanke has actually no choice but to follow suit. So that's a very big question.
So we need to go back and we need to change the laws that made it easier for foreigners to buy our debt. We need and bring our debt home. That seems like
it's not that simple anymore, because we are addicted to foreign debt. I mean,
right.
We import. You know, how much do we borrow every day? More than
right.
$2 billion a day.
Yeah, just like
so
we were.
It's not as simple anymore. We have to change the things gradually, and make sure that the world economy simply does not collapse.
Right.
It's a very delicate situation right now. As you can see, we are in a very precarious situation, because while jobs are being lost, inflation is rising. This
yeah.
is a tough mess. This is a very difficult economic milieu.
Yeah, it very much is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights with me, and I look forward to the next time we have you on the program, Dr.
Okay.
Thank you. Dr. Robbie Batra, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, has new books, Greenspan's Fraud and the New Golden Age. RobbieBatra.com, his website. 17 minutes past the hour, we'll be taking your calls right now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Darius, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
Elite stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Elite.com to sing about how Elite lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Elite's a good move for me.
Use it directly. No purchase necessary. For rules and entry information, visit www.elite.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Medium Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Medium Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization
optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
What do you think when you see the American flag stuck to the back of an SUV who's about to run you off the road? Unfortunately, the symbol of our flag has been hijacked by so-called patriots. For them, the American flag has become more about going to war than it is a symbol of peace. And StuckOnPeace.com wants to take our flag back one sticker at a time. Together, we can become an army for peace and start our own movement. Get your patriotic peace sign stickers at StuckOnPeace.com and pass them out to everyone you know. Let's empower others to join the peace movement by creating our own patriotic uniform of peace created by StuckOnPeace.com. StuckOnPeace.com is a proud supporter of Nova M Radio and Randy Rhoads' return to the airwaves. Let's remind all Americans that peace is patriotic. Log on to StuckOnPeace.com. That's StuckOnPeace.com for your stickers today.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with Valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
In olden days, a glimpse of stock you was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Anything goes Friday. Any topic you want to cover? Quite a lot going on. Last night, by the way, I just wanted to give you a sense of this. Last night we had this, we called it a unity event here in San Francisco, down in Redwood City, actually, just a little south of town. And at least 300 people showed up, maybe more, and certainly more. And we had two brave, I'm sorry I don't have my notes in front of me, so I can't say their names because I'd like to honor them, but I don't have their names right here. But two brave delegates, actual delegates who are going to be going to the convention, one on behalf of Hillary Clinton, one on behalf of Barack Obama. And Green 960 will be putting the video of the whole thing up on their website, and I believe it'll also be on the 620kpoj.com website in the next couple of days. And it was remarkable. I started out by asking, and I did this, they knew that I was going to do this. I mean, we talked about it beforehand with their permission. I asked the Clinton delegate to give a pitch for Barack Obama, and I asked the Obama delegate to give a pitch for Hillary Clinton. And it was remarkable. To hear these folks who are, I mean, these are both people who have been out there, I mean, traveling literally all around the country, knocking on doors and working for their candidates, just working their hearts out for their candidates. And, you know, very, very committed. And they both gave great presentations for the other candidate. And then they both gave great presentations for their own candidate. And the room, you know, in the very beginning, the Obama candidate was or delegate was introduced. And there was, you know, something close to hoops and hollers and lots of applause. And then the Clinton delegate was introduced. And there was considerably less applause and even a couple of hisses or whatnot. And then we went into that was the very beginning. And then we went into now if each of you would talk about the other's candidate and then each of you talk about your own candidate. And at that point, I think everybody in the room got it, that we're all in this together. and we've got to make this work. And it was just, it was an extraordinary evening, and I hope that more of these kind of things can be done in living rooms and in drinking liberally groups and progressive meetups all around the country. It's just great stuff. 866-303-2270 is our telephone number. CJ in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Hi. This is about the I have a question about the segment you did this week on cell phones.
Yeah, that was our Everything You Know Is Wrong segment, which is where we're not quite sure if this is crazy stuff or not, but maybe we should talk about it.
Yeah. Well, my question is, I have a simple question. If we can point a Hubble telescope at a star and say, wow, look at all the microwave radiation coming off of that thing, why can't we do something similar or the same when it comes to microwave radiation on cell phones and cell phone towers? Seem like you'd be able to have some sort of a scope or a camera or something with a filter on it that can see these microwave this microwave radiation. I think that would help to crystallize to people what kind of risk, whatever the risk is that we're taking with these things.
Well, that technology does exist, and the problem is, I mean, certainly we can see that the radiation is there. The question is, what does that mean? And you can, with a Google search, fairly easily track this stuff down. There were two studies out of Europe in the last year that both indicated an increase in brain cancer that was associated with long-term high levels of cell phone usage. And again, one of the things I brought up in that conversation with the guy that we had on was, do we know if the new digital phones, which use dramatically less power than the old analog phones, an analog phone maintains a high level of signal strength continuously. It's always pumping it out. A digital phone just pumps it out when you're talking, at higher intensity levels. And do we know if the digital phones are significantly safer? You know, they have longer battery life. They produce less radiation, number one. And also there have been rat studies on this stuff that indicate that this stuff can be carcinogenic. And it appears that the primary agency of carcinogenesis is nothing fancy or sophisticated like knocking electrons out of valence shells of atoms, you know, the way that X-rays do. It seems that the primary vehicle is simply good old-fashioned heating, that these microwaves heat the tissue around the phone by a degree or so over the course of a 10 or 20-minute phone call, and repeatedly heating any kind of tissue in the body is called inflammation. The body detects that as inflammation, and we know from thousands of studies and years of science that inflammation will cause cancer. One of the reasons why, for example, people who have hepatitis for a long time, like hepatitis C, causes liver cancers because it inflames the liver. One of the reasons why cervical cancer is people with the papillomavirus are at risk is because where the virus is located on the cervix, there's a local inflammatory response, and that heating, essentially, increasing the blood supply and cranking up the temperature, the body trying to produce a fever, that heating is more likely to cause cells to flip into never-ending growth, which is, of course, cancer. So that's the best speculation from the best science that I've seen. I mean, I've read several of these pieces, but it's like in the United States, nobody wants to touch this stuff. All the research is being done outside the United States, and I think that's a testimonial to the power of industry in America, a sad testimonial, frankly. But this is something that really concerns me. CJ, thanks a lot for the call. I would suggest anybody concerned about it, you know, just Google around. And also, I'm very skeptical, frankly, of the devices that guy was pitching. I think, just use less.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
The Red Wings.
Score! That's
the Penguins.
Score!
It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 4 Saturday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Henrik Zetterberg. Score! Crosby!
Sidney Crosby and the Young Penguins have a bright future. But is the future now? The Red Wings have been here before. Can they bring the cup back to Hockey Town? Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Saturday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. The cup changes everything.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Crane collapse. I'm Sandy Kozell.
The building started shaking right away. Just as soon as I got in there, maybe about 10 minutes, and it felt like an earthquake.
A construction worker is dead after a crane collapsed on New York's Upper East Side, smashing into a 23-story apartment building. Texas authorities have collected DNA swabs from jailed polygamous sect leader Warren Jeffs for an ongoing criminal investigation. This is separate from the custody case in which a court ruled child welfare authorities acted too broadly in rounding up all the children from a ranch in West Texas. Correspondent Michelle Roberts reports prosecutors are concerned that if parents get their children back, they'll flee.
The Supreme Court made it very clear that they can be returned with some restrictions, whether that be on what county they're in or state-mandated visitation.
The Jolie Pitt family is growing. Entertainment Tonight is reporting that Angelina Jolie has given birth to twins in France. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 17.5 points. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Tune in at 3 p.m. Saturday for About Face. About Face is brought to you by this station and Veterans for Peace. On our show, we not only delve into veterans' issues, but also the causes and ethics of war. We try to convey the suffering of war and find ways to avoid future wars. We believe that any sane person who has seen a war wouldn't want another. Tune in to 1480 KPHX at 3 p.m. Saturday and help us find an end to this war and all wars.
he's this close to being the nominee.
You can go ahead and put me over the top. There's no reason why I will not be announcing that I am the Democratic nominee for President of the United States of America.
She is this close to oblivion.
We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
One way or another, the war of attrition is almost over. Now what? Listen, learn, activate your passion every day on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program. And here on Air America Radio, 1-866-303-2270. Telephone number, Charlie in Freeport, Pennsylvania, listening to WPTT. Hey, Charlie, what's on your mind?
Oh, God bless you, Tom. You're a light in the wilderness here.
Well, thank you.
I pray to God you can expand. I wanted to bring this up because everybody, the media won't touch it, and everybody brings up the fact that we know that this dictator in the White House is going to bomb Iran some kind of October surprise or something. But what people don't realize is, and the media won't touch, is April 17th, 2006, New Yorker, Seymour Hersh printed in there quotes from one Pentagon official where that's when he said Bush, I believe that Iran's hardliner Ahmadinejad was, I quote, the new Hitler. And that he must do what no Democrat or Republican, if elected in the future, would have the courage to do. I am going to use nuclear weapons against Iran. And nobody wants to touch us.
Right.
I mean, this is this.
Cy Hersh has been absolutely, I mean, he predicted Iraq as well. And he has a long history going all the way back to the Vietnam War of being the guy who had the story, who had the inside story, who had the.
He has the facts straight,
yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, and there was this piece in the Asia Times this week suggesting that within the next, 2 months, I believe, that they're fully expecting a strike on the Quds Force. And the Quds Force, like, that's like 40, 50, somewhere between 50 and 70,000, as I recall, soldiers.
Oh, God. And, I mean, Tom, it's just, I called my congressman and stuff. People, they don't know about it, but even Bernie before, when he was on, I can never get on to ask him, he said, oh, this guy can't do anything. We got we have all kind of bills in there. They're not going to be able to do anything or anything. He thinks he has the authorization to do anything he wants anyway.
Yeah, I know. And Bernie has been pushing legislation, not just Bernie, but I mean, there's a bunch of senators and members of House of Representatives passing legislation that would specifically say, George Bush, you don't have this power. And I believe that that's being blocked in the Senate by the Republicans. But, this is a big issue, Charlie, and it's something that, you know,
nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
you know?
Particularly with Scotty McClellan's recent revelations that this guy, Bush, can talk himself into absolutely anything. Charlie, I got to move along, but your point was well made, and we all need to be contacting our members, our elected members of Congress. Callcongress.org is the website on our homepage that has the phone numbers for all the members of Congress, and or the 800 numbers that you can call. And call your member of the House of Representatives and your two senators and just tell them, you know, we want legislation. If you're not going to impeach the guy, then at least pass legislation to stop him from attacking Iran. Pretty simple stuff. Pretty straightforward stuff. Paul in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, listening to WHMP. Hey, Paul. Paul? No, Paul. Okay, let's go to Don in Tampa, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Don.
Hey, Tom, thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it. You are a great teacher. I always learn something from every one of your shows.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I want to put a plug in for Ultimate Sacrifice, if I can. For every American that wants to know how this country really works, needs to not just read but study Ultimate Sacrifice. It's a great book. And I read it, and I thought that Tom needs to do something just like this on 9/11. And I was wondering, have you thought about doing a book on 9/11 just like you did on Ultimate Sacrifice? Do you?
Yeah. Lamar and I spent 17 years researching that book and at least 100 grand out of our own pockets and, you know, traveling around the world. I mean, I tracked down Swetra and Mertz in France and I sat in places down in the southern parts of Florida with Cuban exiles who one of them actually threatened to kill me right there on the spot. You know, when when I brought up some of these touchy subjects. I'm leaving that to the next generation, because I think it's really going to take, you know, somebody doing what Lamar and I did, and it wasn't just us. I mean, you know, we were building on the research of people like, you know, our friend Tony Summers, who wrote the original book, Conspiracy About the Assassination, and also wrote the book that outed J. Edgar Hoover and wrote the brilliant biography of Marilyn Monroe, on Bill Turner, who wrote The Fish is Red, which was the book that led us to Harry Williams, which is what broke the case open for us. A lot of people, John Davis, Mafia Kingfish. I mean, there's just some brilliant work out there.
That's the kind of investigation that I think is required for 9/11.
Yeah.
Have you read all of David Ray Griffin's books, for example?
I haven't read all of them. I've read two of them, and he's been on this program several times. It's been probably a year since he was on. I am totally supportive of the research community, and it's starting to form itself the way the JFK research community did. You know, Lamar and I used to speak every year in Dallas at the annual convention of JFK researchers. Gary Shaw was a big force in that. Mary, I'm forgetting her last name. She died recently, and there's a whole memorial to her. But I mean, there's some people, really good people, doing great work, and that's what allowed us. And we think we broke through the thing and figured it out, and I think we prove it in Ultimate Sacrifice. And in fact, Gore Vidal, in his autobiography, devoted the last two chapters of his autobiography to saying, you know, because he was a good friend of the Kennedys and of Jack and Bobby, to saying,
you know,
finally somebody has figured out who killed Jack Kennedy, my good friend. And he says, you know, read Tom Hartman and Lamar Waldron's book, Ultimate Sacrifice. I was like, wow, Gore Vidal's autobiography. But in any case, with regard to 9/11, there are people out there doing that work, and God bless them. I everything I can to support them. But
Do you know if Senator Sanders would support a new investigation when Bush leaves next year with a new Congress?
He'd have to speak for himself. But I suspect that most members of Congress, keep in mind, most members of Congress probably would. Keep in mind the Kennedy assassination. I mean, there was the Warren Commission, obviously, which was a cover up. And for good reasons, actually. LBJ and Earl Warren thought they were preventing World War III. They were afraid that they thought that Castro had done it, and they were afraid that if that came out, that would provoke World War III. But then the House of Select Committee on Assassinations met, and they actually officially concluded that it was the result of a conspiracy. That's the official conclusion of the United States Congress. And so I think there have been several investigations since then, but now, you know, Bill Clinton signed into law the JFK Records Act, which said that all the records relating to the Kennedy assassination have to be released. George W. Bush has refused to release them. He's sitting on over a million documents right now. To this day, sitting on over a million documents. And the same thing with the King assassination. We have a book coming out this fall about the King assassination and called Legacy of Secrets, and which is a sequel to Ultimate Sacrifice. And it's time to start breaking this stuff open. And I'm talking here about assassinations that are 40 years old. 9/11 was just, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it was.
Is it going to take 40 years to get to the real truth of what happened with 9/11?
I think because of the Internet, it won't, because these communities can form and people can communicate instantaneously. I mean, back, 15 years ago, we would have to call people, we'd have to make we'd conference calls, we'd get together in various cities around the country, there was a lot of travel involved. Nowadays, I think and to share a document with somebody was a major hassle, FedEx and everything else. So
yeah.
I think it's going to happen a whole lot faster. I'd be surprised if within 5 to 10 years we don't have a pretty solid idea of what actually happened and who the real players were.
Yeah, anyone that wants to can go to Google Video and download one of the lectures from David Ray Griffin, and that's certainly a valuable resource for anybody that wants to do that. They should do that.
There's a lot of that stuff. Don, thanks a lot for the call. And 911truth.org is also a great resource, although they're not the only one. There's a bunch of people out there who are digging into this thing and trying to say, okay. And for me, frankly, the question that very few people are investigating, that I think is the biggest question, is how did Bush let this happen? I mean, whether or not there was explosives in the towers, to me, is not as important question. But it's not as important a question as How did this administration, with all these warnings, with all these alarm bells going off, with Condi Rice knowing all this stuff, with the threat to fly airplanes into Bush's hotel when he was in Italy for the G8 meeting before 9/11, with the memo that came in August of 2001, you know, Bin Laden determined to strike in the U.S. and the CIA sent a special guy down to Dallas to hand deliver it to George Bush, and Bush pats him on the head and says, "Okay, you've covered your butt. You can go back to Washington D.C. now." How, with all of that, did this happen? That's the question in my mind. So anyhow, we'll see where this goes. David in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Just great.
Everybody's been mentioning a lot about, hopefully getting Hillary as a vice president. And I think that would be a very short-term tactical good. But I think for the general election, it would be a really bad tactical blunder. And long-term, I think it would be a terrible strategic blunder. First off, in November, we're not going to be able to – I mean, Obama loses all of the credibility he has for not supporting the Iraq War by having somebody on the ticket with him who helped enable it, and even worse, basically went through the same maneuvers again with her Iran vote.
Yeah, let me say right straight up, I am not an advocate of Hillary Clinton as vice president or anybody else, but I'm not also opposed to her like you are. And I would submit to you that he won't lose all the credibility. He might lose a small amount of credibility. But look at the advantage of having somebody who can take names and kick ass on the ticket, you know, as a vice president. That's the vice president's job, really, in a campaign, is to be the pit bull so that the president can remain above the fray and talk about the noble issues. And Hillary Clinton, she is a real fighter.
I have a lot of respect for Senator Clinton. I've been a big supporter for years, so... I'd like to see her, frankly, replacing Harry Reid.
Yeah, well, I've said that many times on this program. I would love to see Hillary Clinton as leader of the United States Senate.
Thanks.
Or Barbara Boxer or Russ Feingold. I mean, that's any of them. I'm so saddened that Harry Reid has not done the political theater necessary to show America what these Republicans are up to. 46 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX. In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right-wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Hi again, this is Christine, office manager with Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky. If you need a licensed electrician for any repair, including whole house rewiring or upgrades, please give us a call. But we want you to know that one of Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky's priorities is to help you be environmentally conscious. The summer heat is here. Before you max out your AC, remember that ceiling fans are an economical way to cool down any room in your home, as well as increase air circulation, saving you on utility costs. Also, using compact fluorescent bulbs will help you save green. While going green, they use a fraction of the energy traditional bulbs use and last up to 8 times longer. Call Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky, to set up an appointment for any electrical services you may need at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658, or click on our web tile at 1480kphx.com. Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky, rewiring the way you think about energy efficiency. Log on to Rewiring Arizona or call 623-580-8658 today.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the Internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Hi, I'm Joel Stemple with Valley National Asset Management at 8180 North Hayden Road, Scottsdale. You might not need me. Maybe you funded your IRA. Maybe your 401ks are doing well. Maybe your kids' education has been taken care of. Maybe your retirement is fully funded and you're lying on a beach in Hawaii. Maybe your current financial advisor is working well for you. On second thought, maybe you do need me. If you're not one of those people whose finances are completely in order, please call me, Joel, at 480-922-3005 so that I can be your trusted advisor. You owe it to yourself and your family. That's Joel at 480-922-3005 or log on to www.valleynational.net and don't forget the www.
Joel Stemple is a registered representative and investment advisor representative with and offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Who am I to believe that the future we perceive lies in danger and the dangers increase? Who are we to demand that the leaders of the land voices of reason and peace? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here. We're going to die here. Come on, baby. We are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth.
Before the hour, 866-303-2270, Dana in Belmont, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Dana, you were there last night?
I was there last night, Tom, and I want to say thank you to both you and Angie and Green 960 because it was a really eye-opening experience, and it was great to hear both sides. I hate to say sides, but both, you know, delegates and
well, it was both sides. That's fun.
Yeah, well, you know,
both sides on our side.
Yeah, both sides on our side. But there was a couple of things. First of all, I want to give credit, especially to the Clinton delegate, because she really did have a hard row to hoe, and she was very brave.
Yeah,
so.
Laura, I just don't have her last name in front of me, but she was. I'm going to have to get that. She was good. They both were good.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, but
they
she
were
was,
both good. They're
she
both
was
good,
brave.
Very,
we had a. We had a real challenge getting a Clinton delegate to show up.
Yeah.
We had several people hang up
well,
on us. And,
yeah. You know, they had a lot to face, but she did great. Anyway, two things that you guys touched on but have been kind of in the back of my mind were, the unity thing, trying to bring people together when they're bombarded by stuff, especially through the mainstream media, when they hear negative things about their candidate, whether it's Barack or Hillary, Reverend Wright or assassination or any of that stuff, and then we get bombarded with it, and people get very defensive of their own candidate and then kind of take it to heart. And I know there's been a lot of fights about it, especially like on Democratic Underground and that kind of thing. And trying to say, you know, we got to stop that. We got to get beyond that. And how do we do that when we're bombarded with that stuff?
That's the challenge. And that was my last question to them was, you know, I'm on all these listservs and I get all these emails from both camps and people involved with them. And 2-3 months ago, most of the Hillary supporters were telling me how wonderful she was. And most of the Obama supporters were telling me how great he was. And now I'm getting a startling number of just hate-filled, vitriolic, anti Obama, emails from Clinton supporters, and anti-Clinton emails from Obama supporters. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, tell me what you're for, not what you're against. You know, why are we tearing down Democrats? And right. And they both spoke to that issue. And basically all either one of them could say, I think, in summary was, you know, we need to have these kind of conversations so that we can sensitize people to the damage that they're doing when they go off on these kind of screeds.
Right, right. And the only other thing I was concerned about when they were talking about possibly going to the convention, you know, that's great. They go to the convention. They have the right. But if it's a fight, mm-hmm. we still got to work through that and unify, and it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty broad consensus that that's not going to happen.
I hope you're right.
And Laura, the Clinton delegate last night, mentioned that there's apparently, even if they contest, even if there's no resolution tomorrow,
right?
And from either side, whatever, for whatever reason, there's a meeting at the end of June of the committee that has power over the committee that's meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so there's another opportunity to clean it up and resolve it then. And mm-hmm. and then if that doesn't work, then it goes to the convention, which I didn't know. But I everything I'm hearing, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, the headline at the top of the San Francisco Chronicle here yesterday, the paper outside my door in my hotel room, mm-hmm. the headline was, you know, Nancy Pelosi says this is going to be over in the first week of June, or words to that effect, you know. So Harry Reid now has come out and said the same thing. I don't think that the elders of the party, as it were, the power brokers of the party, are going to let this thing go on much farther. I think that there's going to be a resolution. So Dana, thank you very much for the call, and thanks for showing up last night. It was great. It was great. All the people who showed up. It was just a marvelous time. And Cleaver in Anacortes, Washington. Hey, Cleaver.
Tom.
Yeah, you're on the air.
It's Cleaver. Mm-hmm. Dan says hi. It's your laptop.
Uh-huh, great.
And anyway, I have a confession. I used to be a Republican.
Okay.
So I'm asking everybody for their forgiveness.
Domini.
Anyway, I've become a political activist. Mm-hmm. And I've become a member of the Veterans for Peace organization. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, yeah.
Right. Well, they made me a member, and I'm not even a veteran. They like what I have to say and
so
all that
like
kind of
stuff. Associate membership kind of thing?
Oh, whatever. They just they gave me a button and said, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
We like what you say, and mm-hmm. you support us. We support you.
Yeah, that's great.
The first thing I want to say is that about 5 weeks ago or so, I was in Everett, and I was falling asleep on the highway, so I pulled in to get an espresso. I refused to go to Starbucks, by the way, because they charge for internet.
Cleaver, we only have 1 minute before we get a wrap.
Oh, shoot.
Hour, so
okay, I'll make it quick.
Make it tight.
There's a fleet over in Iran. If
there's
Bush
two of them,
gives
actually.
The command... If Bush gives one command for one firecracker, I'm going to create a nonviolent protest, and mm-hmm. it's going to be involving farm-raised salmon. And what's left of my minute, I'm down to 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of running for senator in the state mm-hmm. of Washington. So
yeah, well, that's
hear about me.
Okay, we'll keep up on you, Cleaver. Thanks a lot for the call. You know, I wonder what would happen if Bush was to do something like that, and all across the United States, people walked out into crosswalks, you know, when the light turns red, you walk out into the crosswalk, and then just laid down. Maybe I'm dreaming. But just an absolute, let's shut down the cities, shut down the country. Is it possible? 58 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Call 866-303-2270.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Pick up any paper and what do you see? More bad news about the current state of the economy, right? But downturns can have their advantages for those who are willing to seek the benefits and be creative. Some of the most well-known companies in the U.S. were started during less than ideal economic times. IBM, Walt Disney, Microsoft, and Wikipedia, to name a few. Well, 76 Mortgage wants to give you some promising news about the real estate market. One, there are a record number of homes for sale right now, which gives you, the home buyer or real estate investor, the edge to negotiate the price you want. Two, loan rates are still at historical lows, so you have a much better chance of finding the home you want, at the price you want, and at the lowest rate possible than you did a year or two ago. For your free confidential loan evaluation, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. One person was killed, two others hurt in a deadly construction crane accident in New York today.
George Saphir and his crew were working on the top floor of a tower under construction when the cab of the construction crane apparently fell off its turntable.
We're lucky that the crane went south instead of north. That's it. We're just happy to be okay.
A block away, Deborah Marr heard the crash.
Good thing I wasn't walking my dog because I've walked by there 1,000 times.
The operator of the cab died at the scene. Two other construction workers were seriously hurt. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the collapse, the second fatal crane crash in 2 months, is unacceptable, though he says proper procedures appear to have been followed. Warren Levinson, New York.
With just three primaries left in the Democratic presidential race, the real attention this weekend is focused on Washington, where the party's Rules Committee will meet to discuss what to do with Michigan and Florida delegates. Political analyst Andrew Smith says it's likely there will be some sort of splitting of the delegates.
Whatever the split is for the Florida and the Michigan delegations, they're likely to be seated, but there's likely to be maybe some punishment for the two states.
Puerto Rico is holding its primary tomorrow. Montana and South Dakota will wrap things up on Tuesday. Three people have been killed in a shooting at a convenience store in eastern Kentucky. The incident happened in the town of Hazard. Police are not saying yet whether the gunman was one of those killed. The leader of the polygamous group jailed in Texas has given DNA samples to authorities. Warren Jeffs is facing abuse charges for allegedly having spiritual marriages with girls between 12 and 15 years old. The case against Jeffs is separate from the child custody case involving more than 400 children. Secretary of State Rice is rejecting allegations that Guantanamo Bay terror detainees are being abused. At a news conference in Iceland, she pointed to a report by an international organization that found no evidence of systematic violations at Guantanamo. Oil is trading at about $128 today. This is AP Radio News. Ford deals a big blow to the United Auto Workers Union. The company has announced it's planning to build its new Fiesta subcompact at a factory near Mexico City. The vehicles will be sold in the U.S. Tensions are high at a hotel in Washington, where the Scripps National Spelling Bee is underway. Earlier today, 12-year-old Siddharth Chand from Michigan stepped up to the mic to attempt this word.
Tholobate. T-H-O-L-O-B-A-T-E. Tholobate.
And by the way, tholobate means the structure supporting a dome. This year's championship will be on primetime tonight on ABC. Singer Amy Winehouse says she'll perform next month at a concert honoring Nelson Mandela. That concert is designed to celebrate the former South African's president birthday. Mandela will be turning 90 years old on July 18th. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Attention, 1480 listeners. This month only, receive a 20% bonus when you invest $10,000 or more in our risk-free tax-deferred account. Sound too good to be true? This is a regulated product and managed by the world's third-largest money manager in the industry, so we're licensed and regulated. Hi, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor for FreePoint Wealth Management. I'm inviting you to take a look at this rare opportunity. Let me show you how you can get a 20% bonus right up front and continue to receive that bonus for the next 3 years. You will never lose your principal or any interest you earn, guaranteed. If you have a 401k that needs to be rolled over, stock market funds that aren't performing, or other money you want to invest, then call me. It doesn't cost anything to take a look. I'll send you the information you need to make the decision that's right for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. Don't wish you did when your portfolio takes a nosedive. Call 602-505-2464. Hurry, this offer expires May 30th. 602-505-2464.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
This is our government. And anybody that dares speak out, retribution, baby. Big time, bad time, full time, all the time. Retribution. And the person in charge of protecting whistleblowers, 7-level white, so you'll never find out that he was serving up the whistleblowers. It's just amazing to me.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
And welcome back. Senator Tom Daschle has a new book out. This is a very thought-provoking read. It's called Critical, What We Can Do About the Healthcare Crisis. Senator Daschle, of course, the former Senate Majority Leader, Senate Minority Leader. He's also a distinguished fellow at the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, and a visiting professor at Georgetown University. Senator Daschle, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you.
Thank you. In your book, a good chunk of the book is devoted to the arc of history here and how often healthcare reform.